This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The cap is going up each year. We just got new TV deals. And, you know, we all want to stay together. So we're all going to do what it takes to do that. And, you know, we have great players that have done great things and deserve to be paid. They're going to be paid what they're worth, whether we do it or somebody else. I hope we do it. I think, you know, we've had the discussions that the guys are going to get paid that need to get paid. And so it's a big offseason for the Bengals.
That is Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. He, of course, has already been paid, but pretty notably, his number one and number two wide receivers, both of whom I think are positioning themselves as though they should be paid like number ones, are looking for contracts. Jamar Chase was eligible last offseason. Nothing happened. T. Higgins was franchised last year. The word is they're going to franchise him again. They've got some time on that. Today at 4 o'clock, I think, is the first day you can start laying that tag down, but then they've got like a week, 10 days, whatever. It's before free agency begins that window closes. So I wouldn't expect a rush there because you've got time to still work out a contract with guys. The thing that's interesting about the Bengals, Nate, and you alluded to wanting to get maybe more into them, so let's do that for maybe a couple minutes here, and then we'll segue into talking about the Bills. But I want to pretend as though this is the Bills that have this problem, right? Mm-hmm. So the quarterback obviously wants his guys. They've got a premier edge rusher that needs a contract adjustment.
Yep.
They've got a number one, clearly one of the very best wide receivers.
If not, like, the best.
The best,
yeah.
In Jamar Chase. Higgins is maybe the best number two receiver in the league. I have questions about whether I would want to commit to him as a number one at that money, but certainly somebody would do it if he hits the market. I don't think there's any question about that. He becomes somebody's number one wide receiver if he hits the open market. And so there's Burrow talking about wanting to keep it all together. He's got his money. He's got his big contract. And yes, the cap is going up, and there's always ways, you know, a lot of people, there's always money in the banana stand, right? Would you want the Bills to pay on, let's say Gabe Davis were T. Higgins? No, you know what? Let's just say these guys are on the Bills, right? Chase and Higgins are on the Bills. Wouldn't you be inclined to? I have to choose. I have to choose one. I'm not going to do what Miami did, which is pay huge money to my quarterback and huge money to my two wideouts and then scramble around for the rest of my team. I think I'm going to choose. And maybe the sooner the better. Because T. Higgins has to know, like, the meter's running. Every time he plays, he runs the risk of suffering some kind of grievous long-term injury that will forever alter his ability to get the big contract with the big money. This is a second offseason in a row they're playing hardball with him. I'll be surprised if they reach a long-term agreement with him, because I think they probably don't want to because of what I'm saying. Like, would you be advocating for signing two receivers at $28 to $35 million a year?
Absolutely not. Especially after what I watched Josh Allen do this year with nothing close to anyone that's really as good as Higgins, much less Chase. And that's really where I think as a franchise you have to sort of get to, because Joe Burrow's a unique quarterback. He needs an elite offensive line. Two of the guys that they have paid big money to on that offensive line are useless, and they need to get rid of them. Alex Kappa and probably Ted Karras, too. I mean, two combined $17 million between those two, not working. Orlando Brown Jr. was not a good signing for them. He's making a ton of money. He's making $15 million this year. So Hendrickson's at $18 million. He's basically saying either extend me at the money that I would deserve or I'm out. He's 31. On the other side, Sam Hubbard is like 32. Also probably needs to get an extension as well. They have so many holes to fill on the defensive side of the ball. So many. They need to revamp the offensive line significantly. All of this aside, did you know that not one time in the franchise's history, not one time have they restructured a contract? I did the research. They have not restructured one contract. They do not.
How do they live?
They do not. Because they haven't been good.
Century in the NFL. They've been incredible.
Good. And they didn't. They refused to pay Carson Palmer. They let him go. They traded him. They paid Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow's cap hit is going to be, in basically, this is the smallest cap hit he's going to have for the next couple of years at $46 million. It balloons to like $55, $57 over the next couple of years. He's 29. Can't move. Needs an elite offensive line. And he's going to need you're going to need your elite receiver. They screwed up immensely not getting Chase extended last offseason when he first became eligible, because what Justin Jefferson made in that contract, it's not going to be, I at least need that. It's going to be 10%
to
more,
right.
15% more. He's going to reset the market. So they just, and they're probably not going to extend him this year. They're probably going to wait till next year. So they are, in terms of organizations, the money they spend, they're the poorest team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on this program, it was the morning show, as like Brett Coleman was talking about how when you make these moves,
you need to have the cash.
Cash in escrow.
Right.
They don't have the cash.
Right.
So that's why they don't restructure a lot of these deals. That's why they don't kick the can down the road. And they're looking at a situation now where they've got a quarterback at $46 million that's going to be 53 next year. And Joe's talking about, we're going to do whatever it takes. Are you willing to take a pay cut? Because if you're not, they're probably not going to do what it takes to keep these guys around. Higgins is going to get the tag this year. He probably, because the NFL...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, is this way, it would be a tag and trade. I think the idea there would be is because they're not going to let him walk for nothing, except on a second franchise tag. Do you know what that number is going to be?
$26 million.
Yeah, that's not a tradable contract. Like, you have to have a team that's going to take that on that has the space available, and then you get your extension in place. There are plenty of teams with $26 million available, but you know, like, I just think that you're decreasing. If they were going to make the trade, they should have did it last year. Everything that I've watched them do, it's like they don't know they have an unbelievable quarterback and that they should be doing everything they can to figure out how to maximize this window they have. They've missed the playoffs now. He was injured last year, 2 years ago. But, like, they've missed the playoffs two straight years after making a Super Bowl. So, yeah, like, if I'm the Bengals, it's for me, it is how do I dramatically remake my team in an offseason? Because for me, Hendrickson's got to go. You got to get rid of two starting offensive linemen, which means you have to replace said offensive linemen. You have almost nothing on your defensive line. You have Logan Wilson, who's a good linebacker. You're going to lose your other guy who just came out this way, Jermaine Pratt, who's not really that good anyways. He's going to go. They signed Geno Stone. He's probably got it. Like, they have – that's why I wanted to bring them up, the reverse power rankings list a little bit.
Yeah.
I do not think this is a team – like, I know how their fans talked, and it was all about, oh, man, you're lucky the Bengals weren't in it. And maybe that's right because their offense is so good.
Yep.
That roster, the set, they've got $46 million in space as it stands right now. What makes you think they're going to spend to that? I don't think they're going to spend to that. They're kind of like the Sabres, except they've got really good players that haven't forced their way out yet. They are one neck injury away from being the Sabres.
This all kind of works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the news today, though, is we're keeping the band together, though, right?
Sure. And if they do, they will put out there a worse defense than they had this year and probably a worse offensive line. Because you're talking, let's just say, $35 million a year for Ja'Marr Chase. That's probably a little conservative. $35 million. 25 for Higgins? 22? Hometown discount, 20. 35, 20, and 50. Is that 35% of your salary cap on three players that are all playing the same side of the ball? I just think the justification of keeping Higgins doesn't make sense.
I 100% agree. They should. Well, I mean, they kind of tried. They drafted Burton last year, who, I mean,
stinks.
Try not drafting insane people.
Yeah.
Right. You know, do a little more work there and stay away from all the red flag guys. Because, yeah, you should have been trying to do what, you know, what I think a sane team would do, which is replace the guy who's too good for you to keep, which is what Higgins has become for them. And I think they have botched. They botched it all. So if they keep it all together, I think look out below because, like you're saying, the rest of the roster is in need of serious repair, and they might just roll out there like, oh, we kept Joe Burrow happy. We kept his guys here, his receivers, and we're going to go play the feud this way. And, I mean, I kind of wish them luck. I've thought the whole time that their financial situation really was something that bared watching. Like, will they be able to commit the money to doing business in the 21st century in the NFL? Because they are maybe the oldest school ownership that there is in the league.
Yeah.
And that comes with financial realities. And so, man, now moving on from Higgins, I mean, we'll see. Maybe they can make it work. I don't know, but I would not want the Bills to be in that spot.
No.
Like, if Gabe Davis had been great and Diggs was not wanting to get out of here, I would not have wanted to pay them both.
Nope.
I don't think you can do that. And you got to choose, right?
In today's NFL,
I'm going to pay a corner, not two corners. I'm going to pay a receiver, not two receivers. That's the gig.
And you have to be able to draft, and their drafts have not been good, which is why they've got a void right now. They've got this void because they have not been able to backlog that roster. That's why they just didn't have – they lost that safety tandem, Geno Stone and
– Jesse Bates.
That defense fell apart. And then they just got rid of the second best defensive coordinator in the game? In Amarillo behind Spagnuolo?
He certainly was, his reputation was soaring prior to this year.
Don't get me wrong. You know, Al Golden is their new defensive coordinator. Came from Notre Dame. Very good defensive coordinator. He'll be great. But, yeah, I don't know. That to me is not a team that is ascending. It is a team that is, I think, falling backward dramatically. And if they commit, and if I'm the NFL and they sell, if they tag T. Higgins again, I'm not bailing them out of that. Half the $26 million in a book. Take more than half of your current salary cap space and dedicate it to your number two wide receiver. We're not helping you get out of that. I wouldn't. Why would you trade assets? He'll be available next year. You're not tagging him for a third time.
Right.
If I want him, I'll wait.
803-0550 is the number. We'll get the Bills pecking order on extensions here. Benford, Bernard, Shakir, James Cook are the big four. And, of course, James Cook has been making some noise. We'll get Nate to weigh in on that before we segue to a quick trip around the AFC East during the 4 o'clock hour. At 4 o'clock, Dan Lubberfeld, long time on the Jets beat, gives the lowdown on a new Rodgers-free Jets world. And then at 4:30, Marcel Louis-Jacques on the Dolphins. That's all straight ahead here. Nate Geary's in for Mike today. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.